Hello, welcome to the Salamando cast, or whatever the hell I feel like calling this eventually. On my blog, I posted a Ask Me Stuff post, and I've only got a few questions, but that's all right. I'm pretty impatient to get this started. I'm a pretty impatient person in general. Either that, or I'm heavily procrastinating, so no middle ground, always the extremes. Okay, so far, Miles Prower asks two questions. One, how do you plan a story? I kind of don't. A lot of the little scenes and such that are on the blog, they just kind of come at me out of nowhere when I happen to be able to write them, and I just kind of plunk them down. And I guess a lot of times, some of them I'll just post right away because I already know they're not going to go any further. Others I'll actually, the little scenes actually start off with the idea to do a bigger story, but it just never happens. And so then a few months to several years later, I'll end up digging it out of the folder and just kind of capping off the beginning and end part to make it a little scene. And that's basically it. I guess it's a little weird because my erotic writing tends to not really be the same as my other writing that I kind of used to do. Whereas I used to be pretty big on doing an outline. After I kind of came up with the idea and I figured out what characters to use and kind of what I want, what the setting was going to be. Although a lot of my really old stuff was like superhero shit that was all kind of in the same universe. So the setting wasn't an issue. So basically, I do outlines where I just write like a sentence per every part or chapter or whatever. Although a lot of the stories, even back then, were just kind of short, 10 to 20 pages at most. And I just kind of follow along with that. I'm very much a beginning to end writer, so I'd start at the beginning of the story and write through, as opposed to, writing different parts and then trying to piece them together later. Although I've done that a few times. But usually as I go, the story will start to kind of deviate from what I have on the outline, which is mostly fine. Usually it's a matter of realizing that I don't need to include a part that I thought I was going to because I already covered that material, or maybe I need to put things in different locations. I need to push a chapter back a few more scenes than I originally thought. And I find the best stuff tends to be I don't really quite know how it's going to turn out before I sit down and write it. So there's still that sort of act of discovery, I guess, that kind of keeps me motivated to go with the story. Especially with erotica, it's very much a case of the characters kind of writing themselves, whenever I do end up doing a longer story. So the way the characters start out, I don't always know how they're going to end up. And with erotica, it's a lot more seat of my pants, honestly. I tend to start off with just a hot sex scene. And then, I kind of try to figure out if I'm gonna do a longer story, either where that sex scene leads or how they got to that sex scene. And a lot of the times the story won't actually go anywhere, and so I end up either making it a little scene or it languishes in my scraps folder for a long time before I pull it out and finally work on it. Or eventually, it'll kind of just keep pick. It'll pick up and it'll keep going until I either get stuck or it does eventually, like a path kind of makes itself known. And once I kind of have an idea of where it's going to go, then I might outline the rest of it to kind of keep myself on track. Because there'll be times where I think a story is going to go one way and it just starts veering off to the side. Yeah, I mean that's basically all I have to say is especially with the erotica, a lot of it's a lot more seat of my pants and just kind of one day I wake up and have an idea and I'll mull over it a bit and I'll sit down and try to write it and either it kind of takes off or it doesn't, and if it does take off, then I'll start outlining it a little bit so I can kind of guide myself, and otherwise a lot of stuff is pretty unplanned. And there's stuff that I've written that, just like I said, I write a part and then I think I've got an idea and it doesn't go anywhere. And then 2 years later, I pull it out of the scraps folder and poof, suddenly I've got it going. So, okay, hopefully that answers the question. I don't know how well it actually did. So Miles' second question is, do Futa exist in the sex mage world and do they have powers? By Futa, I assume you mean dick girls, by which I assume you mean intersex people. No offense to my readers who are into that kind of stuff, or people who are intersex who might stumble across my work. I don't really give a shit about intersex stuff. It's just not my purview, and therefore, I basically don't acknowledge it in my stories. unless there was some reason I wanted to throw it in there for variety's sake. Of course, the sex mage world is based on Earth, so there are intersex people on Earth. However, just kind of for the sake of my own convenience, I just said it that if you are, like, intersex are basically count as men as far as the power goes. So you have to be a woman, and that way you have to be a woman to get the power. If you're any variant from that, like physiological variation from that, at the time you're born, then you don't get the power. So, again, it's nothing against intersex people or against the whole Futa fetish or whatever. It's just I'm not into it, and I don't want to write about it. So, it's just kind of lumped in with if you have a dick, you're a guy, and that, as far as the magic is concerned, guess that's not fair, but I don't know. I kind of like the idea that the magic doesn't really have any loopholes for anyone to exploit. Although, of course, if you wanted to write your own story where a Futa character has some variant of the magic because they're halfway, or however you want to describe it, I mean, that's on you. You know, you can make your own headcanon about it. It's just, with mine, it's just not even really an issue. They exist, but they're not, you know, they don't get the power, so there's no weird exceptions. Sharker Bob asks, Violet versus Cat, who would win? Violet would win. Both of them are psychomancers, espers, and they're both fairly talented. And I would say Cat's better at body control, whereas Violet, as of the Violet versus Sarah story, is better with like dream control and stuff. But of course, by canon, Violet joins the SOS, and she gains like psychic combat training, and Cat never does. So, even before the psychic combat training, Violet has the trick where she figured out the trick where she can just yank your mind out of your mind. I guess. I don't know. I guess Violet's more practiced. Whatever, Violet wins. That's the answer to the question. several people have asked, not in response to my post, but over the years, is Seven Stars Book 2 ever coming out? I've answered this a few times in various comment posts, but no. I don't think it ever is. I don't know what happened, man. It was a very hair-ripping experience trying to write the first book, and I almost gave up on it completely and just posted the incomplete thing on the blog. And then all of a sudden I got a breakthrough and I wrote like the last chapter or two that closed off book one. And I thought I had it good. I thought I had a good idea of what I was going to do. And this is where the flying by the seat of your pants doesn't fucking work, because I somehow wrote myself into a conundrum, and I didn't know how to get out of it. So, on top of that, I just hit a complete fucking brick wall. This is the problem with a lot of my stories that aren't set in the sex mage world that try to include other other themes of like adventure and superheroes and stuff is that even though it's a hypersexual setting, the actual plot of Seven Stars isn't sexy. And it's only made sexy or sexual by the unique circumstances going on in the book. In terms of like, I don't know if I want to spoil it, but I guess plenty of people have read it already. The fact that the queen of that fantasy world has altered the reality to become a hypersexual world. Beyond that, though, the actual plot is about a guy trying to go on a quest to collect a few people and summon a god to fix the world. And, and the fact that, like, okay, once he kind of becomes clearly the enemy of the fantasy world, you know, like, he becomes the enemy of the queen, and then now the queen's army is chasing him, it's no longer an opportunity for plenty of fun cock-teasing to happen. Suddenly it's a war story, and wherever he ends up at the start of book two, I don't really know how to make that erotic. I mean, I have like an idea or two, but it just wouldn't. It's the problem with these adventure type stories where I go in wanting to make an erotic adventure and the adventure completely takes over. This is the problem with the Delissa's world. The penetration, the JRPG that I made. I kind of like how it ended up falling together in the end, but that was actually supposed to be like a sex mage world, just a day in the life of adventure, or possibly a Metis Academy game. And it didn't turn into that. Instead, it turned into people trying to escape a hypersexual fairy realm by fucking monsters, but then having like dramatic, life-shaking revelations and conversations in between sex fights. So, yeah. I'm sorry. Seven Stars is probably never going to complete. And I wish I could, maybe someday, but I don't even really want to say that for certain, because I don't think it's going to complete. I think if I ever do end up doing book two, I'm going to have to go back and just redo book one completely. Which, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how I would do that, but I would probably just have to completely redo book one and then release book two based on the rewrite. But, anyway, yeah, so that's that question. An anonymous person asks, why don't you work on commission? Well, here's the thing. A lot of the stuff I write is, I write it because no one else is. And, that's really my only motive. That's really a big part of why I've written so much of it. I have way too many of my own ideas. I have a lot of problems trying to get them written, but basically I'm not interested in writing other people's stories. I have too many of my own. I have hard enough time doing it as it is. And it's kind of a case of, I don't care if you pay me $1,000 for a 20-page story. I'm not going to want to write the story that you ask me to write. Or I'll just end up turning it into my own sort of thing, and it probably won't satisfy you. And, I'm sorry, a lot of the requests I get, I also don't take requests, because a lot of the stuff I get is just, requests I get are just stuff I'm not interested in. Or it's people who want me, they don't specifically necessarily want me to write their story, but they want me to do something with the sex mage world that either focuses on a fetish that I have no interest in, or it's their idea misses the point of the sex mage world, at least as far as I'm concerned. And that's basically it. I don't really take requests. I don't really care to get too many suggestions. And because of that, I don't work on commission. Even though that would probably be smarter of me, but I'm such a neurotic writer. I don't know. So that's that reason. Let's see. I got one more question. Another anonymous person asks, what inspired me to create the Sex Mage world? Well, first and foremost, man, this could actually be a whole podcast on its own describing the origins of the Sex Mage world. Well, I guess in a brief, maybe I'll expand on it later, but I guess in a brief, I'll just, the first thing would be my own eroticism. I've always fantasized about women with magic, psychic, various other superpowers, dominating me sexually using those powers. And the Sex Mage world ended up being, well, the Sex Mage concept ended up being the culmination of kind of what all the most common powers I fantasized about were into a single power set that I could then attach to any character I wanted. Originally, I would make specific characters. Not that I really made that many stories about them, but I would make specific characters that had a specific power set unique to them. Like, there's a post I made on the blog that goes through a few of them, and like one of them was a woman named Whips. One of them was a woman named Whisper, who had like hypnodom vocal powers, so she could like describe a sensation and you would feel it, but you'd have to hear her speak it. Or she could like basically be able to like make you obey her on command without having to actually hypnotize her. You just had to hear her voice, stuff like that. There was another woman that could turn into a pheromone cloud. I think that was Aroma. There was another woman who was just telekinetic, and she would just happen to use those powers to, you know, tie me up and jerk me off. So I guess eventually, as I kind of kept developing the concept, eventually I just sort of came up with the idea, with this general sense of like sexual powers that, basically any woman I fantasized about, I'd always fantasize about them having those types of abilities. At first it was just straight up psychic or magic stuff, and then it became more distinctly sexual. And then there was the character Magic Lena, whose powers were specifically based on sexual manipulation, both mentally and physically. And then with Severo, there was the Lust Walkers, which was kind of that was also kind of trying to create a specifically sexual power set, but one that could be transferred. But also give them a motivation to use those powers to dominate people, because they require sex to feed on, essentially to magically feed their life force. And then, I don't know, eventually at some point I put together the power set and I made the first version of the Sex Mage powers. And I don't know, At some point, I was just going to have sex magic be something tied into the Severo setting. Like, it was going to be another rare magic type. But then I wrote a couple really short, crappy pieces about the idea of the magic being contagious, because it kind of just hit me out of nowhere. Excuse me. It kind of just hit me out of nowhere. It's like, oh, man, what's even more erotic than having a couple of women that have sex mage powers? Why not all women having sex mage powers? And so I wrote a couple of crappy pieces about it, and it didn't really take off, and I kind of wasn't sure if I was going to keep doing it, or if I even had like a bigger story idea behind it, because at the time I was still writing specifically Severo stories. And then Pancakes for Dinner came out with his Sex Powers stories, where he came up with an idea for a similar, basically inspired by my Sex Mage world, but then his writing his sex power stuff inspired me to go back and actually expand on my Sex Mage world concept, and then it just kind of took off from there. So And then originally, it's funny, it was just going to be, it was supposed to just be an anthology novel. It was just supposed to be like 10 stories, I think, going along a timeline. And I probably explained this somewhere else, but I don't know. The anthology novel didn't work out, as I, you know, of course it didn't, because most of my ideas don't fucking work out. But the Sex Mage World ended up being so interesting to me as a premise and exciting, you know, that I decided to just keep working on it. And I've developed it a lot, but the development process has been really slow. There's been a lot of times of like whether I wanted to quit it completely or not. And I ended up not doing it and embracing it. And I just kind of kept going with it. So here we are. And I guess that does explain the whole thing. So I guess I won't need to do a separate podcast for it. Okay, that's about it for all the questions so far. Keep asking me more if you got them, I guess. And because I love to ramble, and I could use a topic to be able to focus my thoughts, so I'm not just scrambling in the dark like a moron, like I usually am when I try to do these things. Okay, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you later.